Hello there. This is Radio Entrepreneurs with another wonderful segment coming up. I'm Peter Meyerson, sitting in for the inimitable Jeffrey Davis, who's sitting somewhere in the sun, probably not resting, probably working on his computer, but that's the way life is in the entrepreneurial world. And our next guest should be very interesting, Megan Marini from Boston Men's Group, LLC. I love the name, Megan.
Thank you.
So tell us about you.
Yeah. Not the project. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's great. Well, I have a bit of an eclectic background. I left State Street Bank years ago to teach yoga, and I went to a Buddhist college in Colorado where I studied movement arts, psychology, like somatic psych kind of things. I ended up with a BFA. And then started my master's in Switzerland studying philosophy. Was way in over my head. I was like,
well,
that's
fascinating. So Switzerland?
Except if I can talk about what I want to talk about, not, you know, all of these, like, oh, philosophy is so okay. Deep and rich. And I ended up running an art gallery for a hospice to raise money to help patients that were in need of support for end-of-life care. So it was a really progressive community project. I ran this 5,000 square foot gallery. And meanwhile, I did all of the marketing and PR for the project because I was the only paid person for the nonprofit. And after the money ran out for that, I ended up getting jobs in marketing. People were like, oh, will you build a website for me? I saw what you did. And I ended up having a marketing company. I did video. I traveled around the country doing social media. And I did that for a number of years.
It's quite an interesting arc.
Yes. And then I came back to Boston and started taking more long-term clients rather than I did a lot of like live concerts and social media at events. So I did that for a number of years. My company was marketing superheroes. And I hit this plateau where I just felt like my potential was sort of locked because I didn't find as much joy sitting in front of the computer building the digital assets as I did when I connected with the clients and learned about what they needed. And, you know, you really fall in love with someone's direction, what they want, in helping them remove obstacles. And I think that's sort of been a driving force when I decided, you know, mid-career to change courses and get into coaching and development. And in many ways, I feel as though I've come full circle back to that moment when I left State Street Bank.
So is that what Boston's men's group is?
Yeah, so Boston Men's Group is, you were going to say Boston Men's Health, which we actually are friends with them. We like them.
Actually,
yeah.
I was.
They sponsored our last event. We actually, the event was for men's health, so bringing awareness to asking for help and being okay with talking about things like vulnerability and still being a real
men. Are you kidding? Come on.
I'm not kidding.
We don't do that.
There's actually a lot of freedom in that. And
you mean in talking?
A lot of power.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be surprised.
We like to just crawl up in our shell, yeah, you know, come on.
Kyle Draper from NBC was one of the speakers at that event. And it was funny, he'd probably be mad at me, but he really wouldn't give the mic back. And he was, I was like, you know, I'm watching the minutes of the speakers and sort of like cueing him. And he was just so loving the moment because, as you know, he's on television all the time. His life is very much in the public eye. And he's had this very, you know, formidable career, respected man. And he said for the first time he's going to share his vulnerable side. And he did so in front of about 60 people.
So is this what Boston Men's Group is supposed to get people to do?
Well,
I mean, tell us about Boston Men's
Group. Yeah, Boston Men's Group. So the concept began when I'm one of the founders of the Boston Businesswoman. We now have 19,000 women in the group. And in a very short amount of time, we were able to help a lot of women with personal and professional development. And during that time, a lot of men had asked me if there was anything like that for men, like a networking group or a group where they can get together and talk about skills and support one another's evolution. And I hadn't heard of anything, hadn't thought that I would be the person, you know, promulgating this. So a couple years later, this became very clear that it was a real need. So we have the mission of helping men with personal and professional development. And I boldly took on two different divisions within the project. One is corporate and one is community. And I'll start with the community piece because I think it makes a lot of sense. And I think that's where I've had sort of the most legs so far. So we've worked with a little over 100 guys over the past 10 months, very new company, and helping them with coaching, career development, things like emotional intelligence, sales training, all sorts of things.
So it's a pretty wide
portfolio. Yeah, it's a pretty wide, broad. It's definitely a place where guys are getting to meet other high-performing guys, which is a high value, as well as talking about things that maybe aren't as mainstream. Like there's not many places where it's cool and it's okay and you're in a confidential space where you can talk about things like what's happening with your wife. And, you know, maybe some guys will talk about the same things you talk about anywhere, right? Like a renovation in the backyard.
If you're in a sports club, they talk about the baseball game.
And there might be more posturing there, right? There might be more time spent talking about things as they were versus things as they are moving toward or things as they are now. And what I mean by that is very much, I frame it all through professional development because that to me feels like there's a certain amount of agreements that are in play. And you've got things like Me Too that many men are struggling with today and are curious about how to be that well-respected man in a changing world and what does that mean for them. So a lot of the men I've spoken with have said that they no longer connect with women the same at work, and the statistics back this up. So we're seeing less men mentoring young women. Men are being told to not be seen alone with women. Don't get on an elevator alone, I heard last week, with women. And this gentleman was telling his team, all the way to things that would be criminal, you know, that are actually against the law. If you're not going to hire someone because they're a woman, that's actually discrimination. So on a high note with this stuff, because it can be a difficult conversation that people want to avoid, but the reality is if you put your head in the sand, things are going to pass you by. So we know that the trend is toward diversity, right? We're seeing that profitability goes way up when you have a diverse board, when you have a board of directors with a lot of females. And the same with the top of companies. So when you bring women up, when you bring those that would be considered other or who are marginalized up, companies are more successful.
I don't think anybody would disagree with any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, so what's occurring to me as we're talking is, I mean, this is a fascinating space. I think it's a fascinating space.
Thank you.
How do you find guys, how do you reach out to make connection with guys who might be interested in this but have been unwilling to talk to even their friends about it or their wives about it?
Yeah.
How do you reach out? Make your sales pitch, I guess, is what I'm
fantastic.
Asking.
Yeah, that's fantastic, yeah. So I've been a little sort of in a low gear, and I think it's because it is so bleeding edge that I'm basically using my network, which is a bit easier path because people that know me, there's a little bit of trust there, and there's a lot of confidentiality that happens in this space because you want to feel like you have somewhere you can go and ask a couple of questions that maybe you don't feel safe asking in front of your peers, or you're certainly not going to ask your director, but you maybe want to know how to protect your director next time they slip up in front of people and put the company at risk. Things like this, where you go, well, who do I ask, right? So this is a very new space, and I'm treading lightly and very cautiously.
That makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
So are you finding it hard to engage guys, or once guys find you, do you find it very easy for them to slip into, you know, the mode of, of adopting what you're suggesting.
So I love this, Peter, because I think it if we look at this traditional, what is a male, what's a male figure and how do they behave, right? It's like men don't want help is sort of the epitome, right?
Oh, and I'd agree with that.
right. So I can
do that. Don't bother me with the details.
Right. Well, you're a lawyer, so there come a time where you're happy that we have you in the phone, right? So I think that it's not about helping men, right? It's about accelerating their performance and bringing sort of a diversity training that speaks to the male perspective and how men actually learn. So nothing wrong with, you know, I stand on the shoulders of all of this beautiful diversity work that's been done. But what I found working with the women's empowerment movement was there was not a lot of space for discussion for what men actually experience and go through. So just really creating that next footing. Like, here's your next move. Here's how to be brave and, as you know, leave a legacy that you'd be proud of.
So I mean, I find this fascinating. I really do. So what is your next step? I mean, how do you promote this to the world?
Yeah. So
I can sort of see what your goals are.
I think
are.
It's radio entrepreneurs. It's really
maybe we can help spread the word. I mean, you know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. So great work you're doing.
But how would you see expanding not just your network but this concept?
Yeah, that's
because I think it's a really valuable concept.
Right. So there's two ways. So excuse me. I'm trying to behave on the stay close to the mic.
Following orders.
Yeah, right. So there's two offers that we're bringing forth. One is a bi-monthly call, so it'll happen twice a month, and it'll be for members only, and it's an open office space for them to discuss obstacles and goals and have an iterative loop where you can say, all right, guys, what's going on? This is what I'm dealing with. And so almost like this coaching space, which will happen online. So men can join that from far and wide, which is great. And the other piece is I'm putting together, it will launch in July, and I'm calling it the BMG for Boston Men's Group Core Program. And it's a three-part online training where men can take the course from the comfort of their home, but there will be this iterative feedback loop in peer training along with discussion points and different sort of pathways forward. So I'm presented with this. Perhaps a woman has told me that what I said at work was inappropriate and she feels unsafe in my presence. I cannot believe that what I said had that effect. What do I do to make sure this doesn't happen again? How do I work through those emotions? But also, how do I be prepared next time? Because there's a lot of misunderstanding and silencing now that could potentially drive a wedge between the genders, and especially at work, and how that affects the bottom line is very clear.
This is fascinating. I wish we could go on forever.
It's already been 13 minutes.
Well, it's almost a little more. But if somebody wanted to reach you, how would they do that? Give us as much contact information as you can.
So bostonmensgroup.com is the website.
Okay.
So it's fairly easy to get to in that regard. We have a presence on Facebook that's pretty strong. We have a private Facebook group, which you just fill out a couple of questions. All men are welcome to join that. And then we have the public Facebook group. And we have an Instagram and a LinkedIn presence as well. We do two networking events a year. We'll be at the Brahmin. It's going to be men only. And it'll be a discussion group and social networking event. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a blast. And then our membership is a really fantastic way to sort of benefit from these core offerings.
That's great. Do you want to leave your phone number if it's worthwhile or not? Or?
Well, I think if anyone would like to reach out, I'm available and very easy to find online.
Okay.
I was a social media maven before, so I'm pretty easy to find, okay. But it's Megan Marini. And my personal website is meganmarini.com with all of my leadership work. And then I'm on LinkedIn, Megan Marini, Twitter, and Instagram as Megan Marini, as well as Facebook.
Great. It's been great having you on, Megan.
Thank you so much.
Good luck on your efforts here, because I really think it's valuable.